guys excited about this challenge? Can you sense an excitement?
Definitely. I thought the preparation yesterday was very focused. You know, there was some learning going on today, and I can tell our guys are pumped about, you know, playing this football game. We just can't get overexcited. We have to stay within ourselves.
In what way is Romo different this season, if he is different?
I don't think he's any different. I mean, we've got a great deal of respect for Tony. I mean, he's, you know, he's a good pocket passer. Then when he moves out of the pocket, he's even more dangerous. I think the thing I see is he seems like he commands the offense more because he may call more plays on his own or what have you. He seems like he has more control of the offense than he has in the past.
What's the key against him? Because, like you said, you want to pressure him, but he is good at moving and making throws off that. What's the key with a guy like that?
You know, you just have to hope he has a bad day. You know, I don't know if you can say there's a one key thing that you do against Tony because, you know, he's seen it all. I mean, he's a wily veteran. Obviously, you have to stop the run game and try to make him one-dimensional. But when you do that, I mean, he's thrown the ball 50 times against us, and he's been very accurate this year, probably more so than he has been in the past. So you just have to hope he has a bad day and that you're having a good day and that you can steal a couple of downs.
Perry, I know usually you like to keep the corners side on side. You know, with Dez, do you have to change up? You didn't really change up in the first game, did you?
You know, we approach it each time we play him, we approach it differently. You know, sometimes we'll match up, sometimes we won't. It just kind of depends on as we go through the week and how the guys practice and how they're preparing, you know, who looks good. So, yeah, we'll do both. We'll do a little bit of both.
How does a Prince match up if you have him against Dez? What do you think about that?
Prince is playing well for us right now. That's a strong matchup, I think, for us.
I mean, that's for a cornerback. You know, you have to have a lot of confidence to say, you know, leading one-on-one with a guy like that.
Yes, you do.
Do
I have that confidence? Yeah. Yes, I do.
What's the biggest stride that Prince has made in his game this year?
You know, he's grown up. You know, Prince was the little brother, and he still may be the little brother. Okay, to most of these guys, but he's made some plays. He was physical last week in the game and made some tackles. I know we told him before the game that he needed to go see the equipment guy and get some new pads because he was going to have to tackle the big back last week, and he came up and did that last week. So he's answered the challenge that we've kind of given him, you know, each week, and I think that's, you know, he's responding.
Does he allow you to maybe press more because, you know, he's kind of allows you to do that with his physicality?
You know, we allow them to do some things like that, the press. We allow them to play off. We have a lot of different techniques that we will employ when we're playing a team like this. And really, you have to, when you're playing against Dallas and when you're playing against, you know, their receivers, you have to get a feel for what challenges they don't like. You know, so if you're physical with them, then yes, you'll press a lot. If you're playing off and they don't understand what you're doing, then you'll play off. So you'll give them a number of different combinations because you want to try to feel them out a little bit too.
With Romo, how important is it to maybe disguise some of the coverages that you have that he's seen before? Is that a challenge for you?
Like I say, he's seen it all. You know, he's kind of like, in my mind, he's like Peyton and Tom Brady and those guys. He's been in the league a long time. He's seen every coverage known to man, you know. So, yeah, you'll try to disguise and do some things like that. But they employ a pretty quick game against us. I know they threw the ball like over 30 or 40 times against us in the first ball game, and he was getting the ball out quick. You know, so it depends on the approach that he comes out with and what the philosophy they're going to come out with because you can disguise and you can disguise yourself out of position.
Mm-hmm. Perry, you're facing some much more established and talented quarterbacks these next few weeks. Is this defense ready to kind of rise up for that after playing some admittedly, you know, backups and quarterbacks who have just not proven themselves?
I think our football team is ready to rise up and win football games. We're behind in this race, and we've got to win this race in order to earn the right to play more football. I don't care who's under center and who's at receiver or whatever. We've got to rise to the challenge each and every week.
Was there any concern after last week? I think Tolzien had something like 5 passes of 25 yards or more. Was there something you saw that was amiss?
You know, he threw the one to Jordy was really a good football. And Jordy Nelson makes those plays. Then he had one that the post safety didn't abandon his coverage, and then they hit us on a double move, and I kind of take responsibility for that one because I didn't do a good job of preparing the corner that last week on the double move. They hit it the year before on Corey. They came back and did the same thing this year on us, and so you know, we had a couple mental busts, and then they had a couple. He made some good plays. So do I want to have that number of big plays? Hell no. But you know, we're trying to do a better job of making sure we research and give them all the moves that these guys will they'll employ against us, so we don't have those big plays this week.
Defensively, the way you guys have played the last four games, like, have you seen any swagger and a confidence in this defense that maybe wasn't there over those first six games?
I don't look for that. I just think that we're communicating a lot better in the meeting rooms. I think we're focusing much better. I think the purpose of us going out and because we're behind in this race, we're going out, you know, with that purpose of winning a football game no matter what. So that's what I see in our guys. It's that determination that, hey, we got to get this thing right. We got to get our football right.
Perry, as play caller, when you have guys like Terrell Thomas and JPP getting healthier and a guy like Beeson, and I know he's been here a few weeks now, but do you have more freedom now to be aggressive when you want to be aggressive and to call different plays because your personnel is where it is right now?
When you say more freedom, could you define that?
Like, you have more options. Can you dial up what you want to dial up, knowing JPP's closer to being JPP, Terrell Thomas is healthier?
I think we've been able to dial some things up because John Beeson and Terrell Thomas and Terrell Roll have really taken control of our defense and they're the voices of our defense, and they're demanding from their teammates, you know, the execution of the things that we've game planned each week. That's the freedom I'm getting, or that's the confidence that I'm getting in our people, because they are really putting pressure on themselves to perform. And so I just think those guys are doing a great job of leading us to where we need to be.
When was the last time you saw a play like JPP's on Sunday?
Last year down in Dallas. But he dunked it. But so he didn't. He couldn't dunk it this time. So, but that was outstanding. I mean, you know, JPP is a gifted athlete.
That's the rare guy that can do that.
No doubt, especially with one arm.